Hi, this is Dr. Lingus dictating admit note for Nancy NNCYSHANNON. This is for St. John Oakland Hospital. Today is 6-8-2024, date of service 6-8-2024. Identifying data, medical record number 90117985. Date of birth is 3-20-1986. Today is 6-8-2024. Identifying data. This is African American young female who tried to commit suicide with Tylenol, was brought into the hospital. Patient is very sad and hopeless. Patient feels that things are getting out of control. She was working with Rocket Mortgage Company, was processing mortgages, was very busy, was making good money. Everything was going out well, and then suddenly they put her on layoff, gave her some severance package. She was trying to look for another job, kind of could not find anything. She was spending money off whatever was from severance package, 401k, decided to start her own business of catering and event planning, felt that things were okay, but then when she started losing more and more money, she was putting all her 401k into that business, and things got out of control. She was evicted from her place. She was living with friends for a short period of time with brother. Things are not working out. Patient started going down. Then was living in Airbnb. That did not work out. Tried to do some cheap motels. That did not work out because patient started running out of money. Started going into depressive phases, very sad, crying spell, want to die. Tried to take overdose and then stopped after taking 7 pills. Was evaluated in the emergency room and admitted into the psych. This is the first psych attempt. Patient feels that she is at the lowest pole. She is a burden to everybody, burden to anybody. Patient has become very sad. Past psych history, only outpatient history. She was on Prozac before. She felt that after 2 years, she stopped taking Prozac. Now believes that was a mistake. Next paragraph, she was not admitted before into the psych unit. This is her first psych admission. Next paragraph, past medical history. Patient has gone through bariatric sleeve. She was 312 pounds. She has lost a lot of weight. She started feeling good about herself. At that time, she was taking Prozac. At this time, multiple problems. She started gaining weight again. Next paragraph, she had early diabetes, hypertension. Psychosocial history, born and brought up in Michigan, intact family. Patient completed bachelor's, was working on master's, started working as a mortgage broker for Rocket. She was doing very well. Last 8 years she was working, but then they lay her off. Patient is not married, doesn't have any children. She has 2 brothers, out of which 1 brother she was living with. The other brother is out of town. Mother, father passed away. Next paragraph, there is a history of depressive disorder from her mother's side in the family. Past substance history, nil. Next paragraph, male status examination. Next paragraph, male status examination. This is African American female, gave fair eye contact, speech is slow, directed, reaction increased, vocal productivity is reduced, no halting or blocking noted. Patient talked about hopeless at place themes, still has suicidal thoughts, treatment side effect is depressed, full in range, inappropriate, thought contained, patient oriented times 3. Could participate into formal male status examination, insight is limited, judgment is poor. Diagnosis, axis 1. Major depression, recurrent, severe with suicide attempt, rule out bipolar disorder, depressed, axis 2, defer, axis 3, history of gastric sleeve, history of recent suicide attempt, axis 4, severe, axis 5 is 20, preliminary treatment plan. At this time, Columbia rating scale is utilized, patient's suicide risk is high, we are going to keep her sitter at this time. We will start her on Prozac. We will encourage patient to take medication. Patient agreed. Patient wants to get better. Her intelligence, she is quite intelligent. intelligence, family support is there, but which is minimal. Patient is a voluntary patient at this time. Plan, we will try to start the medication, we'll adjust the medication, we will try to stabilize her quickly, send her outpatient. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.